Tas-Australia won the trade war with China. One of Joe Biden's top foreign policy advisers says Australia has successfully resisted China's campaign of economic coercion, and he's predicting that Beijing will now seek re-engagement on Australia's terms. Kurt Campbell is the US President's Indo-Pacific advisor. He's tasked with driving the administration's main foreign policy initiatives in Asia. And he's also revealed that the US President raised China's economic sanctions on Australia when he met his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping last month. Here's Foreign Affairs reporter Stephen Jegits.
Last month, Chinese President Xi Jinping and US President Joe Biden sat down for a watershed virtual meeting with a long list of conflicts and grievances and an equally long list of rapidly multiplying global challenges which the two great powers will need to cooperate on in order to solve.
Good evening to everyone here in the United States and good morning to you, Mr. President, in Beijing.
But at least they're talking. It's been almost 2 years since Australian ministers had any contact with their Chinese counterparts. The relationship between the two countries remains at rock bottom, and China's not removed almost any of the trade sanctions that it's whacked on several Australian exports, from beef to barley to wine. But today, Kurt Campbell, often described as the US President's Indo-Pacific Tsar, told the Lowy Institute that Joe Biden used his meeting to make the administration's views on the episode crystal clear.
So President Biden was very clear and animated about what we had seen in Australia and just basically said we were concerned. We're concerned by some of these steps and what it signals with respect to China.
But it was clearly on a long list reeled off by the US president containing Chinese actions which have angered or worried the US.
The president just briefly mentioned activities that China was undertaking, President Biden felt were antithetical to China's interests.
And while China's economic coercion has hurt some Australian industries, the majority of goods targeted have been successfully redirected, leading Mr. Campbell to suggest that Australia now had to do little but wait for Beijing to return to the table.
I fully believe that over time that China will re-engage with Australia. But it will, I believe, re-engage on Australian terms. China's preference would have been to break Australia, to drive Australia to its knees. I don't believe that's going to be the way it's going to play out.
Still, the increasing aggression displayed by China is reshaping global politics in multiple ways. It's drawn together democratic countries and given new life to the Quad, an informal grouping of Australia, India, the US and Japan. And, of course, there's AUKUS, the new Australia, US and UK military technology grouping, which was unveiled with great fanfare in September and which has at its core an ambitious plan to give Australia nuclear-powered submarines. But Mr. Campbell signalled that beyond those submarines, the three countries are looking to expand cooperation on sensitive military technologies with a range of other friendly countries.
This is an indication of the excitement that AUKUS has stirred.
He didn't name names, but Ben Scott from the Lowy Institute says it's not hard to imagine which countries he might be talking about.
If you are talking about building a kind of new club or multilateral grouping on technology, which is intended to kind of balance and provide a counterweight to China, then you really have to include countries like Japan and South Korea. I mean, that's at the top of your list, as well as a few countries in Europe and ideally Canada as well.
That will be invaluable for Australia, but the government is still facing some thorny geopolitical issues. And while the lowering of tensions between the US and China is overwhelmingly a good thing for the globe and for Australia, Ben Scott points out there are also risks in the shifting dynamic.
I mean, there is a danger for us, though, that what happens next is that US-China dialogue gets underway and we're still left out in the cold. And that would be a bad scenario for us.
But it's still not clear exactly how significantly the US might be able to shape China's actions towards Australia or just how much capital it might be willing to spend in order to help us.
Our Foreign Affairs reporter, Stephen Jegits.